So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it is time for another edition of Judge Donnie. All right, boys, welcome back in. Hold on, pound that gavel again.
Thank you, Judge.
There we go. All right, boys, today's case. The Steelers are now on a search for a new head coach. Should that man be someone with former head coaching experience? Ready?
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn.
I'll defer.
Oh, Malzy. All right. Am I up?
Good.
All right. The next head coach of the Steelers should be someone who does not possess head coaching experience. And let me tell you why. It's not just because Chuck Knoll had no head coaching experience, Bill Cowher had no head coaching experience, Mike Tomlin had no head coaching experience. And all those coaches were here for at least 15 years, and all of them won Super Bowls. It's because, in my opinion, the field of head coaches with experience is really not that impressive. I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to sell me on the idea that what the Steelers need is geeky, socially awkward Mike McDaniel. Brian Flores, great defensive architect, won a lot of games in Miami. Congratulations on all his success. Has a relationship with the Steelers from being an assistant here. But he had huge quarterback issues with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua there. And who the hell would he bring here to be his offensive guy? I have no idea. So that's a problem for me. You've got Kevin Stefanski out there. Kevin, way to go. You won two Coach of the Year awards. You beat the Steelers every time they play a game in Cleveland. But his teams have stunk the last 2 years. They had turmoil there this season. They had quarterback issues. He brought Kenny Pickett in, Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel. They were a mess. And the optics of replacing a coach who didn't have a losing season with a guy who is a failed Browns coach does not sit right with me. So based on the pool
time,
of
candidates. Okay. Pound that gavel. Pound that gavel.
Well, that's your job, Judge. There you go. Sorry, Your Honor.
Your Honor, it's been a seismic 36 hours in this city, not even 27 hours in this city. And while the shockwaves are still reverberating I will say that with a clear head, I've considered this situation and do think it would be a better idea for the Steelers to bring in a coach with previous head coaching experience, because while there is an interesting pool of candidates who have yet to become head coaches, going 3-for-3 in that regard, and now 4-for-4 if you're the Steelers, does carry with it an element of risk. We also do know that the Steelers will give these guys actual time. Consider what happened with Brian Flores in Miami. He won too much for his head for his owner, and the owner wanted to tank, and Brian Flores didn't like that, and they got to be at loggerheads. That won't happen here. If Brian Flores gets the job, and I think everybody in this town respects Brian Flores as a defensive tactician, he's going to be given time to actually see it through. Might he bring in Josh Tears of McCown, who's the current quarterbacks coach with the Vikings, to be his OC? Possibly. Would that overwhelm me? No, it wouldn't, because okay. Only because J.J. McCarthy has been so underwhelming there. But they might have just gone grocery shopping in the wrong aisle when it comes to that quarterback. That said, Flores is also a different guy than he said he previously was when he was a head coach, that he's learned a lot. I like the fact that you'd be getting somebody who did fail elsewhere or kind of meet with problems elsewhere and has had a chance to alter his strategies. Also, Stefanski, I know the optics would be bad. I still think Kevin Stefanski's a real good ball coach, and if the Ravens were to hire him to pair him with Lamar Jackson, I'd hate it. The man can coach. So while there are interesting candidates in the non-head coach field, sometimes going with somebody who's been there, done that, even when it hasn't always gone well, isn't such a bad idea. That's why the Steelers should go with a prior head coach.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
1 minute. Final argument, Andrew.
Well, look at who's left in the playoffs. This is a copycat league, Your Honor. 6 of the 8 coaches who are still alive are first-time head coaches. Sean McVay, Ben Johnson, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDonald in Seattle, Sean McDermott in Buffalo, DeMeco Ryans, who just beat the Steelers in the playoffs Monday night and has won playoff games in each of his 3 seasons. The only guys who don't fit that bill are Sean Payton and Mike Vrabel. And with all due respect to Brian Flores, he's not a former Super Bowl winning coach like Sean Payton. He's not even a coach like Mike Vrabel, who took Ryan Tannehill in a mediocre Titans team all the way to the number one seed 1 year, and in another year went all the way to the AFC championship game. So there is a track record right now of success with bright, young, first-time coaches. It's a formula that's not only worked for the Steelers, it's worked for everybody else.
1 minute, Chris. I'd like to point out that one of those two head coaches who has been a head coach before and ended up again in this final eight is Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel has presided over a rebuild of a Patriots roster. The culture was a problem there. It was just too much Belichick holdover. He blew out a bunch of people from that roster. They got the right quarterback. That's an important part of the equation. And Vrabel has made it his team. Guess what the Steelers are actually in need of? Very much a roster rebuild, regardless of what their owner said earlier today. I actually think a Brian Flores hire or a Kevin Stefanski, understanding like the situation, especially Stefanski was in Cleveland with a dysfunctional owner, Both of those guys might know the task at hand, and with the stability afforded them by the Steelers' patience, do a much better job of turning this thing around sooner rather than later. Don't be biased against previous head coaches. Sometimes they just need a change of scenery.
Boys, in the case of the Steelers' next head coach, I do believe they need to go new and fresh.
That was a dumbass decision by me to defer. I don't know what I was thinking. I got too cute because he loves to defer. I don't know why. I wanted to take his side of it, and as soon as I deferred, I knew he was going to take that side.
Yep.
I'm just going to punt on this one and say I made a horrible decision at the coin toss.
I know. So many of these Judge Donnies can really be decided by who takes what argument.
You know what? You wouldn't want to hire me as Steelers head coach because that was just terrible tactics and praxis by me.
I don't disagree.
Horrible job.
You wanted to receive that
kickoff,
not defer it.
I'm going to fire myself right now. Awful job.
All right. Another episode of Judge Donnie in the books.
I will say, is it not very quickly here funny that Stefanski, who I'm not saying we all think is a laughing stock, but like we look at him and lump him in with all the bad stuff in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He is absolutely one of the two or three like biggest candidates out there, though, as far as getting mentioned. It's Harbaugh one.
Yep.
Right. Tomlin is not going to be seen as one because it's already been out there that he won't be one this year, at least. It's like Harbaugh, Stefanski, and then like your pick of the next, like the new wave guys. The NFL clearly thinks Kevin Stefanski can coach and was hamstrung by a complete boob of an owner. That's like obvious now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think all three guys, if Tomlin was actually available, all three of the AFC North guys would be 1, 2, and 3.
The Giants got to be sick that Tomlin wants to take time off. Because you know they've salivated over hiring him from afar for years. Speaking, you know, with that close relationship with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Wanting to be the NFC version of the Steelers.
What if they hired
stretches being the Steelers
of
the NFC?
Analog. What if they hired an interim coach and just said, you're a one-year lame duck, and we just pray Mike wants to do this in 2027. We'll make a sweetheart deal with the Rooneys.
Coaches get fired after 1 year all the time now.
Didn't Ben McAdoo only last a year there?
No, he was there for multiple because he made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But Pete Carroll was one and done.
He needs to get on with his life's work. I'm not even sure what that is at this point.
All right, the hodgepodge is next. Don't go anywhere. It's the PM team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.